longtime fan of Anna Quinlan, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist turned novelist. I'm a writer and also a regular in the stationery aisle at bookstores and discount stores. So, of course, I picked up Quinlan's newest book, Write for Your Life. In this slim volume, the author argues that there has never been a more important time to pause, reflect, and write down what you're thinking and feeling on actual paper. Now, let's be clear, these aren't instructions on writing for professional or would-be novelists. We're talking about letters, diaries, postcards, even notes in lunchboxes. This book encourages everybody, not just writers, to write because it's a way to connect with ourselves and one another. If you've ever received a letter from someone you care about, you know the feeling. Whether it's a note from a friend or a recipe card from a great-grandmother, there's something special and intensely personal about that kind of handwritten correspondence, and we all need to do more of it. Quinlan uses real-life examples to illustrate her point. Anne Frank was just a teenage girl writing to an imaginary friend, Kitty, but the diaries in which she documented her life offered the whole world a glimpse into the horrors of the Holocaust. Quinlan talks about doctors and nurses who use journals to work through their emotions, and she draws on her personal experiences as a mother and a daughter. Write for Your Life would be a great gift for friends and family members, and if they read it, you might just get some meaningful mail in return. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.